Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
To beat Migs. I know Brian from Olympia is. Brian, are you there?
Hola, good morning.
What's
good
up, Brian?
Good morning, Brian. He's here. Steve, you got to go out there. Leave the studio, please.
Okay, I'm going to go out there.
For those who are playing at home, Brian has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What color is a giraffe's tongue?
Oh, purple?
No.
Blue?
No.
Red?
No. How many states does Florida share a border with?
2.
Yes. What fictional alien hailed from Melmac?
Elf.
Yes. What would you suffer from with hypotension?
Low blood pressure.
Correct. How many different Major League Baseball teams did Bo Jackson play for?
2, 3, 4.
3, yes. What is the geographic term for a hill with sharply sloped sides and a flat top?
Bluff.
No.
Pass.
In Star Wars, who thought C-3PO was a god?
Ewoks.
Yes. What color are mosquitoes most attracted to?
Red.
No.
Black.
No.
White.
No. What is the name of Dr. Seuss's egg-hatching elephant?
Horton.
Yes. Who was the first woman to be appointed a U.S. Supreme Court justice?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Correct. The geographic term for a hill with sharply sloped sides and a flat top.
Yeah, I don't got it.
Hey, you know what? You did a very wonderful performance there. You got 7 correct.
Yay.
I'm feeling very good about this.
Mm-hmm. Steve's back. Yay.
One of you is happy.
Nice.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
What color is a giraffe's tongue?
Purple.
No.
Oh, black.
Yes. How many states does Florida share a border with?
2.
Yes. What fictional alien hailed from Melmac?
Oh, ow.
Correct. What would you suffer from with hypotension?
From stiff neck?
No.
St-
Stiffy?
No. Oh, my God.
Arthritis?
No. How many different Major League Baseball teams did Bo Jackson play for?
Bo knows the White Sox. I think the Royals. Two?
No.
Three.
Yes. What is the geographic term for a hill with sharply sloped sides and a flat top?
Crazy.
No.
I don't know. Pass.
In Star Wars, who thought C-3PO was a god?
Love them. The Ewoks.
Yes. What color are mosquitoes most attracted to?
Red.
No.
Black.
No.
Green.
No. Mm. What is the name of Dr. Seuss's egg-hatching elephant?
Eggie?
No.
Eggster?
No.
Egophant?
No. Steve? You got 5 correct, and that's all right. But it's not enough. It's a loss.
Oh.
7-5. Congratulations, Brian.
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
Oh, here we go with the Cougs.
That's right, baby.
Man.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
They're everywhere, Danny.
He did know, because, you know, he's a very wise man from Wazoo, that hypotension means you suffer from low blood pressure.
Okay, I wasn't anywhere close.
Neither of you got the geographic term for a hill with sharply sloped sides and a flat top. That's a, do you know it?
Mesa?
Butte.
Oh.
A butte.
No idea.
And then
both
the color
are cities.
That mosquitoes are both attracted to is the color blue.
Blue.
He also knew that the elephant in Dr. Seuss is Horton.
Oh, gosh. Horton hears a who?
There you go.
That's right. He was an elephant.
Classic.
Yeah.
You know what would look so good on our friend Brian outside of a Cougs sweatshirt would be the new Beat Migs shirt, the I Beat Migs shirt. It is in the Rock Shop exclusively. Where, Steve?
At KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Call us now because we have a very simple question that must be asked. If you are a parent, we want to chat with you. Call 206-803-ROCK. And we promise this is a very simple question for parents. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Steve Miggs, we have been on a journey with swimming lessons that started about 2 years ago. And my son, Barrett, has really... he's really come into it these last couple of weeks, and he is now working on his stage 4 skills. 2 years ago, we thought we'd never get to this point, but here we are. Stage 4.
I love how it's
4.
Like karate and swimming.
That's
his things, right.
But we would really like to start doing these group lessons because we've been having him in private lessons, which are very expensive. So not only are you paying for the membership to the club,
right,
then you're paying for the private lessons.
Going broke.
I really want him to start doing group lessons, and I'm a little bit torn. He wants to keep doing private lessons, but... yeah, the kid's not bringing in any money.
I was going to say, he ain't paying the bills.
No. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question.
It's the simple question.
And we will start with Taylor from Seattle. Taylor, our simple question is this. What's the first thing that pops into your mind when we ask, how's your kid making you go broke?
Oh, okay. So first of all, hi.
Hi.
What's up, Taylor?
Hey, so this is a really easy one for me because it happened not too long ago, but we found out that my kid had been unknowingly to us, because it's not an account that we check regularly, spending money while playing games. But she had been doing this for a solid year.
Oh. And these are those games that you have to, like, you know, pay with, like, Apple Pay or any, like, uh-huh, with your phone app.
Uh-huh.
How
That's
much,
exactly right.
How much are we talking?
Oh, my God. Over $3,000.
That's making these swimming lessons seem very affordable, Taylor.
Yeah, it's quick complaining.
For a full year, y'all.
So do you think, did your child have any real concept of how much money was going out the door? Or were they just hitting, you know, re-up or buy or whatever?
Okay, so I mean, she's 10, so I think she has an idea. But I don't think she realized exactly how much it was. You know, obviously, I approached her about it, and I was like, yo, what's this all about? And she started sobbing.
Oh.
So she knew. She knew.
Okay, so here's another question, and there's no judgment, because I would be the parent that wouldn't even notice that things are being charged until my wife brings it up, because I'm just terrible with my finance. Neither one of you noticed that, like, X amount of dollars was coming out from time to time in the account?
It was, okay, so it was coming out of an account, like I said, that we don't check very much because we don't use it, you know? And so, like, it was just sitting there by the wayside. And every now and then I'd see, like, an Apple charge or something. Like, yeah, sure, I probably have something connected to this that's 99 cents.
I'm the same way. There are times where I'm like, I think I probably bought this. I don't know.
That looks legit. Yeah,
right?
Wow. Yeah.
So are you having your child pay you back at all or like, or, you know, earn that $3,000? Yes?
Yeah, she has a timesheet. She works for me now.
Nice. Nice job, Taylor.
I love it. 206-803-ROCK, our simple question for you, Dave in DuPont. What's the first thing that pops into your mind when we ask, how is your kid making you go broke?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Dave?
Love the show.
Thank you.
What's up? Yeah, well, I have to say, how can I complain after hearing that story? That is crazy. I mean, but she's making her pay it back, I guess, so that's good. But, the first thing that popped in my head, and Steve, you'll love this, but about a year ago, about my boy, he just got into drums, so found a drum set he had to have. And so we got his beautiful Pearl set, great. You know, he's a teenager, so, I mean, it's a great starter set for him. That thing is sitting in our front living room and hasn't been touched in months.
Oh, no.
Now he wants to get into guitar. So it's like, I don't want to get rid of the drums, a beautiful drum set. But, yeah, things are going to change a little bit. So,
Dave, I think it's time for you to learn how to play the drums.
Okay, yeah, well, come and show me how. I mean, yeah, yeah.
If you want to be good, we'll get you a different instructor, Dave.
Watch it, Taryn. Miss Saxophone Queen over here.
206-803-ROCK. Randy from Tukwila. When we ask you this question, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? How is your kid making you go broke?
Oh, man, my kid, he's a beautiful child. He was born cross-eyed. So we've had two sets of eye surgery so far. And we're hoping that that's it. And now he looks like Clark Kent with his glasses.
Aww.
Awesome kid. It's just one of those things, and he tends to lose the glasses, and we tried going cheap with the, what's it called, Walmart ones, and those break. So yeah. we gotta get the fancy ones that are flexible, and those are expensive, but then the lenses fall out because they're flexible. But so we're hoping that that he doesn't need any more eye surgeries because it costs a lot.
I was gonna say, if you don't mind us asking, how much are we talking for eye surgery? What did that cost you?
You know, fortunately, my wife paid it, but there was a lot of insurance on it, but it was definitely a few thousands each time.
Yeah,
I'd have to ask her because fortunately she paid it. But and the insurance covers it. It's her insurance because she has a much better job than me.
Nice.
So.
Yeah.
That makes me not feel so bad about my kid raking up all those Chipotle bills each week.
Right? What, now, what's her? She likes the chips and the chips and rice?
Chips, rice, and guacamole.
Well, if you're getting extra guac,
it's like 70
bucks.
They're
going to nickel and dime you for that big time.
I say she's making us go broke with it's the three C's. It's Chipotle, Costco, and Crafts.
What's the latest craft you guys have done?
Oh, right now we're building a lot of things out of cardboard boxes, but she uses all this like fancy ass paper that I don't know how expensive it is. It's probably like a couple bucks here and there, but still, it's just like we're just constantly going through paper. It's ridiculous.
These damn kids are so expensive.
Nobody told me that ahead of time. I would have thought twice about this.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that you're a big music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the hook? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to style you down with tickets to The Who at Climate Pledge Arena on September 25th. Their final tour, Steve.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see The Who at Climate Pledge Arena on September 25th. Say hello to Andrew from Seattle, who is our contestant today. What's up, Andrew?
How's it going, guys?
We're doing great, and we're ready to spin this wheel to see if you're playing with me or Migs.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Unfortunately, the show will be without their drummer, Zach Starkey, but I'm sure it'll still be great. Who's it going to land on? Let's find out. Andrew, it's you and me.
All right, let's do this.
All right, Andrew, here is your clip. Out here!
Let me know if you need a hint.
Most definitely need a hint.
Well, the best hint would be you're playing to win tickets to see this band.
All right.
Do you know the name of the band?
The Who.
Okay. All right, so we're almost there now. Let's play the song again. Maybe now that you have that in your mind, you can figure out the song.
Out here in the fields?
Now, if you need a hint, let me know, because you're not anywhere near it.
Baba O'Reilly?
Now,
oh, my gosh!
Now, quite possibly you're Googling to figure that out, and I'm okay with that.
Because this game has no integrity.
But I'm very disappointed. I wanted to use my hint, which would have been an auto parts store.
That's literally what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, I love when our brains are the same.
That would have been great.
You were thinking of Baba's auto parts store?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good old Baba's. All right, Andrew, it's time for Steve Miggs' clip. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Here we go.
To get me through that semi-charmed life by Third Eye Blind.
Oh, yeah.
The happiest song about doing math.
Congratulations, Andrew. You're going to see The Who.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And you're going to get to see Candlebox as well. We're pretty fired up to find out that they're going to be opening up, I think, 3 dates. And one of them is Vancouver, another one in California, and then the one here in Seattle.
That's going to be so much fun.
Hell yeah.
September 25th.
The Daily Mix Show.
If there has been something discussed this morning that you would like to talk to us about, call in now. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Guns N' Roses. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by SeaTown Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air. So call up if you'd like to chime in on something from today's show, or if you have anything on your mind that you just need to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
All right, we did get this text message. It kind of cracks me up because they've been listening all morning and then realize that we haven't gotten around to this. But they said, hey, you never got around to doing that streaming game with Taryn and Danny. It's now after 9 a.m. When are you going to do it? They've been listening since 6 a.m. waiting for us to do this streaming game.
Deliver, Steve. So it's early, time to deliver.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about today, one of those stupid holidays. It's National Streaming Day. So I grabbed some of the iconic streaming, I guess, what would you call them? They're sounders, like the sound effect that lets you know that you're watching whatever streaming service it is. And I wanted to see if you could name the streaming service based on listening to it. Earlier, our machines weren't working, but thankfully, things are working now. At least I hope they are. Are you ready for the first one?
Let's hear it.
All right.
Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix.
Netflix. You guys are both correct. All right, next one. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Hulu?
What do you think, Danny?
Yeah, I think it's Hulu.
You guys are correct. All right, two for two. Next one.
Oh, Paramount Plus.
No.
Oh, is that Prime?
Prime, no.
Oh.
That one would be HBO Max.
Ah!
You know what? I haven't had HBO Max for a while, so that's why I forgot about it.
Which is it even called that now? Is it Max? Is it
Max?
They keep going back and forth. It's like, stick with one name.
It's very confusing.
All right, a couple more. Ready for this one?
Yep.
I don't know that one.
Think Ted Lasso.
Oh, Apple TV.
That's why I don't know that one.
I don't know that one either, Danny.
I thought you had it because of the sounders.
Yeah, but they don't do the little sounder for it at the beginning. You just put it on and it's immediately to the game.
Oh, I thought when they score a goal, they go.
They should.
All right, one more. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Pornhub.
Oh, my God.
Very telling.
Never have I ever.
What's that like? Like three times a day for me.
I always love when people like share on social media and be like, yeah, I totally got busted. I was watching and I had my volume down and all of a sudden.
No. That's how people get busted?
Well, I think they get busted for many reasons. That's just one of them.
Telltale. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
So said, I thought that the Seahawks halftime show was Candlebox's last performance because Candlebox is opening up for The Who. And I think in honor of The Who never seemed to call it quits, Candlebox is also not calling it quits.
Is that really the deal?
I remember them saying that this is like their last tour, but that was like a couple of years ago. And I was kind of bummed when they said this is their final tour because I always love seeing them live. I've seen them
sure.
a handful of times and they're always great. So I was like, oh, it's a bummer. I feel like they still got gas in the tank.
Yeah.
But apparently, there's a lot that they're just running on fumes, and they've been doing it for a while now.
Well, that's going to be an awesome show. Good, good matchup.
Is it weird that I want to go mainly to see Candlebox?
No.
And then catch a couple of songs by The Who and then get home early.
Yeah, do it.
I feel
I'll
like
go.
I feel, all right, let's do it.
I'll go.
Hell yeah. All right, Taryn, somebody has a question for you. They said, since Taryn was so disgusted by Selena Gomez's Oreo cookie, let's hear your suggestions. What would your Oreo flavor be?
I'm sure there already is one, but one that mimics like a, what do you call it, snickerdoodle.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, there's a cookie place up in Stanwood that does a lemon doodle.
Mm-hmm.
If Oreo could make a lemon doodle. I don't know. Maybe they have the patent on it, but like maybe the two cookies could be the snickerdoodle flavor, and then the inside is like this lemon frosting.
So is that so is that a mix of lemon and poodle?
That's exactly what it is, lemon and poodle.
Dude, you know, my first thought would be incorporate peanut butter into it. I'm sure they have, but like some kind of a peanut butter, like it's like a Nutter butter basically is what I would want as an Oreo cookie. Danny, what about you?
They did it at one time a long time ago, but I would want to change the cookie flavor. So it was the chocolate chip cookie dough one, but they used the chocolate cookies. I would want to change it to the vanilla, kind with chocolate chip cookie dough cream.
I like that.
Yeah. And for that one as well. I'm not opposed, man. Oreos never really, they haven't fully let me down. There's been a couple where I'm like, I'm good without ever eating that again, but it wasn't nasty.
What were those weird ones that we tried? Was it the Sour Patch Kid? It was like Sour Patch Kids or something?
No, Sour Patch Kids had the Chips Ahoy. It's sad that I know that. But they did have those.
But we did have a sour, what the hell was it? Yeah, was it Chips Ahoy?
There was a Chips Ahoy one, I swear.
Huh. But
the cookie world is wild.
The Post Malone ones are good.
Those Postios. I don't know if that's what they're actually called. That's just what I like to call them.
You mentioned Snickerdoodle and just shows us how weird things are in my world because I go into the Jackson's, which is at the gas station, you know, the 76 station. They've got that little convenience store called Jackson's. And a long time ago, I used to talk about how their Snickerdoodle cookie was one of the best cookies I've ever had. And it was just a Jackson brand. And then it just disappeared. For years, maybe a couple years. The other day, I go in there, and it's like they knew. They're like, hey, just so you know, we're bringing back the cookies.
Did they, like, have an announcement that they were bringing back the cookies?
No.
Or they're just back?
It was just a random person that worked at the gas station that knew I loved these cookies. Oh, like, hey, just so you know, the Snickerdoodles are coming back. They're not sure when, but they're coming back.
That's big news. It's, when they do
I'll
come
bring
back.
Them in. I'll bring them in.
Also, I didn't know it was called Jackson's. I was today years old when I learned that.
Do you not know how to read?
I just never realized that, I guess. Details that weren't important to me, I guess.
It's super important to me.
Really?
I love the Jackson store. I get so excited whenever I get gas. I'm like, I'm going to go in there and just look at like all the cool mints that they have.
Get a little tasty
gum,
treat.
A cookie. You never know what you're going to get there.
Snack attack.
Someone has a question.
The Daily Mix Show.
Tonight, we're going to find out if a contestant from Maple Valley will become the big winner of NBC's The Voice. So you probably want to know how she did last night.
Yeah.
You'll find out at 9:50. The Voice is wrapping up its 27th season, Steve Miggs. And part two of the finale is airing tonight on NBC.
I need to watch it. We stopped watching, but now we have a local girl that's in it.
We do. She's one of the top five finalists, Jalen Johnson, Renzo, Adam David, Jaden Cree, and Maple Valley's own Lucia Flores Wiseman. So last night, she did a performance of Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here during the live finale.
She just looks like a damn rock star on there. It's been kind of fun watching the video clips of her because I always make sure to watch her stuff. I've watched the episodes.
Absolutely.
But man, just to see her with like the big performance and the big outfits, it's cool to see.
And just also seeing everyone's feedback and commentary about her. Like, she seems to be possibly the favorite to win it.
Yeah, I would be shocked if she didn't. I mean, I've been looking at some of the other contestants. I'm like, oh yeah, they all suck compared to her.
Boo. Yeah. She also did a cover of Billy Idol's Wildflower.
Is it Billy Idol or Billy
Eilish?
Oh,
sorry, Billy Eilish. I'm so hip to the times.
They sound exactly the same.
Now I know that you love me. Don't it over my me.
See, I have no reference because I don't know the original, but this sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this Billie Eilish song specifically, but I honestly feel like I don't need to listen to the Billie Eilish version now. I just like the Lucia Flores Wiseman version.
I don't know why I'm like extra geeked out about it, probably because we got to chat with her and like she was super cool.
Yeah.
And just like had like a great energy to her, and I just want to see her win this whole damn thing.
Okay, now I have a stupid question because I don't watch The Voice very much. I know you've been more versed in The Voice over the years. Is this one where people like call and vote or how does it work, Steve?
I think there's like an app. I don't know. I've watched these reality shows. I've never once voted. I'm the worst for that. I think at one point you did call, but I think nowadays like I think maybe you just go on an app and you just hit a button. Oh, I don't know. What the hell do you want from me?
You're so old and out of touch.
I did look at like some of the competition just real quick. Just something that's one of the competitors. And I'm like, she's totally going to kick Jaden Cree. This is like your last opportunity to wow the crowd and get people to vote for you. And this is what she went with.
Sound excited.
No, it sounds like she's singing this against her will
at karaoke night. I mean, yeah, bad song selection,
right? The absolute worst.
The Daily Migs Show.
Authorities tracked down and caught a drug smuggler, and that smuggler was a cat. We're going to tell you about it during the Daily Migs download after Nirvana.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle's in the house. I am seeing some of your tattoos on your arm. Yeah. And it made me curious, when was the last time you got a tattoo?
It was the one on my hand.
The heart.
It was an impulse tattoo when I had a day of nothing to do in Astoria, and I went bar hopping through Astoria. We were supposed to go fishing. Fishing got canceled. So I kind of just hung out in Astoria, and then I walked by a tattoo shop. I'm like, you guys take walk-ins?
Yeah.
Yes. Come on in, sir. Yes.
Come on in.
Sir, yeah. It's going to cost you $1,000 no matter what you get tattooed.
You're going to get hammered and get one on your hand. Sure, why not?
Go for it. Did it hurt? Do you remember?
No, it didn't hurt too bad.
No?
You know, I'm not a weenie.
He's a very tough boy.
I'm glad to know you're not a weenie. Hey, let's talk about this incident. Oh, D&D's brought to you by Palace Law. Cat in Lakeland, Florida. The cat's name is George. Recently got neutered. And apparently didn't want to risk getting anything else cut out of it. So they decided, you know what? I'm getting the hell out of this vet's place. It popped the cage open, scaled a fence, and escaped. So now the owner's freaking out. Like, where the hell did my cat
like
go?
Like, just post-surgery?
Yeah, while still groggy from anesthesia. Wow. So just kind of like got up and said, I'm out. Deuces. Came back home a few days later.
Oh, my gosh.
With a tattoo on its hand.
Went to Astoria. It was crazy. Here's the cat's owner, Bob, talking about his cat, George.
He was able to pop that cage open, and he sprung out of there, and he was gone in seconds. Coming back from there, he has to go through two or three subdivisions. He has to go around the lake and probably five or six roads. So I was distraught and heartbroken. He needed a human touch, you know, and that's what he got.
Human touch was got him in that trouble in the first place.
Well, speaking of cats, in Costa Rica, there were some prison officials that caught a cat that was trying to smuggle drugs into a prison with both marijuana and heroin strapped to its back.
Like on in a backpack or something?
I was thinking like one of those like tactical animal vests. You know, it's like all tucked in the pocket.
I was thinking duct tape.
Old school, right?
Sharpie, it just says drugs.
The cat is safe. It's in animal care right now, but authorities are trying to figure out who did this by looking through some security footage.
There was another scare, a security scare over at O'Hare Airport in Chicago this past weekend when a delivery driver, has this ever happened to you where you ended up somewhere you're like, I should not be here. I do not belong here.
Yeah, every day.
Okay, fair. This delivery driver drove into an unauthorized secure area for several miles before somebody finally caught on and was like, hey, what the hell are you doing here? Here's an aviation expert, Rob Mark, talking about how dangerous this was for that driver.
But now imagine if this had been at night in the darkness. I mean, where no one noticed this person. Headlights all look the same pretty much in the dark. This could have been really, really bad.
I remember one time it was Key Arena, now Climate Pledge Arena, for a wrestling thing. I was trying to go to the bathroom, had a couple beers. Next thing you know, I'm in the backstage area where like all the wrestlers were, and like these two big security guys are just coming at me, and I'm just like, I just want to go to the bathroom, guys. I'm not trying to go. I don't want to be back here just because you don't want
me back
here.
Security was airtight that day. Wow.
But that was just a stupid wrestling show. That wasn't at an airport.
I know.
That is awful.
The Seahawks have their 2025 preseason schedule out. It's going to kick off with a home game versus Pete Carroll and the Las Vegas Raiders.
And Geno.
And Geno. And that's going to be happening on August 7th. We also have a Kansas City Chiefs home game on August 15th. And then we're ending away versus the Green Bay Packers on August 23rd. You can catch all those games locally on King 5.
And right before we started the segment, we were geeking out about the video that the Seahawks put out.
The action figures video. Fantastic.
It's so great, right?
So good.
The Marshawn Lynch one is my favorite part.
Grabbing my ding ding.
Yeah. Probably going to get a fine for that.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to get a high of 60 degrees. Going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.